各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace be with all the brothers and sisters.
今天晚上我们来继续按照教会的读经进度，约翰福音来做查考。
According to our Bible schedule, tonight we'll be studying the book of John.
我们来看约翰福音的第八章，一段主耶稣的记载。
Let's turn to John chapter 8.
约翰福音的第八章。
John chapter 8.
我们今天学习第一到第十一节。
Let us today learn from verse 1 to 11.
约翰福音第八章。
John chapter 8, verse 1.
于是个人都回家去了，耶稣却往橄榄山去。清早又回到殿里，众百姓都到他那里去，他就坐下教训他们。文士和法利赛人带着一个行淫时被拿的妇人来，叫他站在当中，就对耶稣说：夫子，这妇人是正行淫的时候被拿的。摩西在律法上吩咐我们把这样的妇人用石头打死，你说该把她怎么样呢？他们说这话乃试探耶稣，要得着告他的把柄。耶稣却弯着腰用指头在地上画字，他们还是不住地问他。耶稣就直起腰来对他们说：你们中间谁是没有罪的，就可以先拿石头打他。于是又弯着腰用指头在地上画字。他们听见这话，就从老到少一个一个都出去了，只剩下耶稣一人，还有那妇人仍然站在当中。耶稣就直起腰来对他说：妇人啊，那些人在哪里呢？没有人定你的罪吗？他说：主啊，没有。耶稣说：我也不定你的罪，去吧，从此不要再犯罪了。进度。
Verse 1, But Jesus went to the mountain, Mount of Olives. Now early in the morning he came again into the temple, and all the people came to him, and he sat down and taught them. Then the scribes and the Pharisees brought to him a woman caught in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they said to him, Teacher, this woman has caught in adultery in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned, but what do you say? This they said, testing him, that they might have something of which to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and wrote on the ground with his finger, as though he did not hear. So when they continued asking him, he raised himself up and said to them, He who is without sin among you, let him throw a stone at her first. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. Then those who heard it, being convicted of their conscience, went out one by one, beginning with the oldest even to the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus had raised himself up and saw no one but the woman, He said to her, Woman, where are those accusers of yours? Has no one condemned you? She said, No one, Lord. And Jesus said to her, Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more.
今天晚上我们就以十一节作为一个题目。
Tonight we'll use verse 11 as our topic.
主耶稣最后对那行淫时被抓的妇人讲了一句话。
Which is the phrase Jesus spoke to the adulterous woman.
去吧，从此不要再犯罪了。
Go and sin no more.
主耶稣在世上的时候行了很多神迹奇事。
On earth, Jesus performed many miracles.
但是那其实不是主耶稣在世上工作的重点。
But that is not the emphasis of Jesus' work on the earth.
最重要的是主耶稣告诉我们人类他怎么样要来帮助我们解决罪的问题。
What is most important is Jesus telling us how to resolve the matter of sin.
他来就告诉我们，我们都是罪人。
Jesus came to earth to tell us that we are all sinners.
还有我们需要他的赦免。
And we need His forgiveness.
还有被他赦免之后，我们要过一个怎么的生活
？And after forgiveness, what kind of life should we lead?
这个比主耶稣基督啊，行那些疫病啊、赶鬼啊、瞎眼啊那些神迹、啊、还重要。
And this is even more important than the miracles Jesus performed to the lame and the blind.
因为救恩就是要解决罪的问题。
Because salvation is to resolve the problem of sin.
罪不解决，人没有平安。
If sin cannot be resolved, man cannot have peace.
那第八章这一段呢、啊，非常重要，有很多重要的属灵的教训。
So chapter 8 has very important spiritual teachings.
我们看八章的第一节开始。
Let's start from chapter 8, verse 1.
这里说啊，于是个人都回家去了。
Here it says that everyone went to his own house.
这是第七章发生了很多事情之后呢，大家呢就回家去了。
That is, after a lot of things happened in chapter 7, everyone went to their own house.
耶稣呢却往橄榄山去。
But Jesus went to the Mount of Olives.
每次读到这些也心里面都觉得很心疼主耶稣，也觉得很感动。
Every time I read this verse, I feel very touched by this action.
众人都回家去了。
That everyone went to their own house.
刚刚五点多六点下班的时候，我小弟刚好在路上。
At the time of 5 to 6 p.m. when people are leaving for work.
从当汤借了人啊，要往北边的方面跑。
I was going to the north.
然后呢， 这个 DVP 啊，刚要下大雨，车实在是够多。
And on the DVP, it was raining very hard, and the car, there was a traffic jam.
其实多伦多在下班时候，每一条路人都是多，车都是多的。
At the time, everyone leaves for home. The cars, there are many cars.
因为大家都要回家。
Because everyone wants to go home.
在飞机场里面的人有一半是回家的。
In the airport, half of them are going home.
因为回家是很重要。
Because going home is important.
忙了一天，你就要想回家。
After you have labored for a whole day, you want to go home.
出去玩了一阵子了，想要回家。
After you go out and play for a while, you want to go home.
工作出差完了，你要回家。
After going out to work for a while,
不管你的家多还是大还是小
，No matter how big your home is,
人多还是少
，Whether there's a lot of people in it,
是豪宅还是只有很小的地方
，Whether it's a mansion or a small house,
家就是有人在等着你的地方
，Home is where people are waiting for you.
我们都很想回家
，And we all desire to go home.
累了都想回家
，Whenever we are tired, we want to go home.
但是问题是，这个世界有一个人没有家可以回。
But the problem is, in this world, there is someone who doesn't have a home.
这个人就是主耶稣。
And this person is Jesus.
这里说众人都回家了。
Here it says everyone went to his own house.
主耶稣有没有家可以回呢？
Did Jesus have a house to go?
我们看马太福音第八章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 8.
第二十节。
Verse 20.
马太八章二十节。
Matthew chapter 8 verse 20.
八章二十节。
Matthew 8:20.
耶稣说，湖里有洞，天空的飞鸟有窝，人子却没有枕头的地方。
And Jesus said to him, Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head.
有人说要跟随主。
People wanted to follow the Lord.
可能看到主耶稣很风光的一面。
Maybe they have saw the glorious side of Jesus.
主耶稣讲道，那么多人要听。
How when Jesus spoke, many people listened.
行神迹奇事那么重要。
And how he performed important miracles.
有人说，主啊，我要跟随你。
And some people said, Teacher, I want to follow you.
主耶稣就问他了。
And Jesus asked him,
你知道吗？
Did you know?
狐狸每一只狐狸都有一个洞。
Every fox have their hole.
你看到一只狐狸就代表有一个洞了。
If you see a fox, that means they have their hole.
还有呢，每只小鸟都有一个巢。
And every bird have their nest.
最近我去一个弟兄的家里烧烤。
Recently I went to a brother's house to barbecue.
他的那个后花园那个搭了一个棚子啊，有一只 robin 那个鸟啊，在他的地方啊抓了一个巢。
And in the backyard, he has a basin, and the robins build a nest.
哇，然后呢，在里面，我就看那个巢弄得很低啊，基本上拿个椅子站上去就可以看到。
And the nest was built very low, and you can see it just by going on a chair.
有只爸爸，有只妈妈鸟。
You can see a father and a mother bird.
生了四颗蛋。
And the mother laid 4 eggs.
哇，大家都很围着那个鸟巢在看。
And everyone gathered around the nest to see.
那爸爸妈妈在外面找食物。那把那个虫抓住，那就飞回来要喂他的小孩。
And the parents would gather worms to feed their children.
连鸟那么卑贱的动物都有一个巢。
Even birds, such lowly beings, have their nest.
主耶稣却没有一个可以放枕头的地方。
But Jesus had nowhere to lay his head.
这代表主耶稣为我们过了很简单的生活。
That means Jesus, in order.For us, he lived a very simple life.
过了很贫穷的生活。
To live a very poor life.
连最基本的生活都没有。
He didn't even have the most basic things in life.
这个他在世上的时候都是一个人。
In this world, Jesus was alone.
门徒常常不了解他。
The disciples didn't often understand him.
他出来传福音之后。
After he came out to preach.
他就常常都是一个人。
He was always by himself.
他有一时间就去橄榄山。
And when he has time, he would go to the Mount of Olives.
在那边祷告。
Go up there to pray.
在那边思考。
To think.
在那边安静。
To quiet himself.
橄榄山就变成他的家。
And the Mount of Olives became his home.
祷告累了，就躺在树下睡觉。
Whenever he's tired, he would lay by the tree to sleep.
天还没有醒，天还没有亮，他就醒过来。
Before the sunrise, he would get up.
所以橄榄山就变成他的家。
So the Mount of Olives became his home.
很孤单。
He was lonely.
主耶稣为我们成为贫穷。
And Jesus, for us, became lowly.
我们看哥林多后书。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
第八章。
Chapter 8.
第九节。
Verse 9.
哥林多后书八章九节。
2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9.
哥林多后书八章九节。
2 Corinthians 8 verse 9.
你们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典，他本来是富足，却为你们成了贫穷，叫你们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。
Verse 9, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might become rich. Lord Jesus Christ was originally rich. He was the God in heaven. He was abundant. But because he wanted to save us, he became someone who didn't have a home.
他是全世界最出名的无家可归者。
And he became the most famous one without a home.
我们加拿大可能有一些 homeless.
In Canada, you may see homeless people.
但是他们可能都有自己的原因，没有地方住的。
They have their own reasons why they don't have a home.
不是他们故意这样的。
They didn't mean to be like this. They probably did something wrong, or the environment caused them to be like this.
如果有的选择,
if they have a choice, they wouldn't want to be homeless.
那主耶稣呢,
but Jesus, he was the opposite.
他是故意选择要变成贫穷,
he meant to be homeless.
故意生在木匠的家,
and he meant to live, to be born in a
故意过着很简单的生活,
and to live a very simple life.
为了要来接近我们这些罪人,
in order to save us sinners. So when I see John chapter 8,
主耶稣为我们成为无家可归的,
how Jesus for us became a homeless man.
那我们今天为主呢, 付出多少?
How much have we offered to God?
有时候啊, 一点点苦啊, 我们都不愿意去受。
Today, even a little bitterness we are not able to withstand.
要参加讲习会, 哎呀, 受教会哦, 不习惯哦。
For example, in a seminar you may have to live at church, but it may not be comfortable.
教会睡不好哦。
And you may lose sleep.
哎呀, 整天坐着, 腰骨受不了啊。
And every day you sit here, your back may not be good.
哎, 没有错, 这是我们的软弱。
It is not right. This is not wrong. This is our weakness.
但是主耶稣为我们呢?
But Jesus for us
啊, 成为最贫穷的,
became the poorest man.
但是因为这样,
but because of this, we receive spiritual abundance.
我们看回来,
let's turn back to John chapter 8,
第二节,
verse 2.
八章的第二节,
8 verse 2.
清早又回到殿里, 众百姓都到他那里去, 他就坐下教训他们。
Verse 2, now early in the morning, he came again into the temple, and all the people came to him, and he sat down and taught them.
主耶稣的一天呢, 开始得很早。
The day of Jesus began very early.
天还没有亮, 他就起来祷告。
Before sunrise, he got up to pray.
天一亮, 他就开始工作。
And early in the morning, he began to work.
他没有时间浪费了。
He didn't have time to lose.
听早有人来了, 他就开始讲道。
In the morning, when people came to him, he started preaching. He took care of each minute he had. So that is why he's able to do things in 3 years other people can't do in 30 years. Because Jesus grabs hold on every moment to work for the glory of God. And what about us? Are we able to wake up earlier? If you want to live a life of prayer, we have to pray in the morning. We must sacrifice 15 minutes of our sleeping time. If we cannot sacrifice this,
但你可能说, 啊,
of course you can say at night we can pray a bit longer. But morning and evening prayer are different. Morning prayer is the moment where you woke up and the most precious time in your day.
你把跟神交通, 读圣经,
if you put reading the Bible and communicating with God as the most important thing in your day, then Jesus will bless you.
还有清早就去神的殿,
and in the morning, you have to go to the temple of God.
多伦多教会, 10:15要祷告会, 早祷会, 明天是安息生日。
Tomorrow on the Sabbath day, we have our morning prayer at 10:15.
说实在, 10:15已经不是清早了, 已经是早上已经过了一半了。早餐都消化了。
But in fact, 10:15 isn't even morning. The morning just passed halfway.
你去上班了, 没有人10:15报到的。
If you go to work, you don't come in at 10:15.
都是7点半, 8点, 8点半, 顶多9点。
Usually it's from 7:30 or till 9.
啊, 一般 office 的工啊, 没有10:15开始的。
No office work starts at 10:15.
但是为什么10:15聚会我们都觉得很早?
But why is it that 10:15 for us seems very early.
10:15早祷都来不了。
We can't even come to a morning prayer at 10:15.
都迟到。
And we are always late.
甚至11点开始聚会都迟到。
Even that at 11 we are late.
主耶稣啊，很伤心的。
And the Lord is very sad.
没有理由，你上班每天不迟到，为什么聚会迟到？
Why is it that even in your job you don't be late? But
你上班你坐飞机会早点去，为什么早祷会来不到
？If you're going for an airplane, you wouldn't be late for that.
没有心嘛
？But that means you don't have the heart.
如果你有心，一早就会到。
If you had the heart, you would be here early.
没有理由迟到的，再怎么塞车都会提早。
There's no reason why you should be late.
这主耶稣对神的工作很有心。
And the Lord Jesus, he was very full-hearted in the work of God.
他清早就去神的殿里面。
In the morning, he went to the temple.
百姓也很有心。
And the people also had the heart.
清早就在那边等听道理。
In the morning, they came to listen.
有心的讲道者，又有心的听道者。
There's a speaker with a heart and a congregation with a heart.
这个就是神所喜悦的。
And this is what delights the Lord.
今天会不会有时候讲道的有心，但是听到的拖拖拉拉，或者是很慢，或是迟到？
Sometimes today the speaker may have the heart, but the congregation may not listen.
有时候我在上面哦，安息日早上真的讲得很辛苦。
Sometimes when I up here during the Sabbath, when I speak very
那个开十一点开始了，后面呢一直有人进来。
At 11, I see people coming into the church.
一直到11:45还有人进来。
Up until 11:45, I see people coming in.
进来还不好好坐着，还在外面走来走去，走来走去聊天。
And coming in, they don't come into the chapel. They linger around.
哎呀，大摇大摆的，有时候哇，走到最前面。
They linger around and talk to other people.
真的很摇头啊。
So I would shake my head.
主耶稣更摇头啊。
And Lord Jesus would also shake his head.
一个礼拜才那一次聚会。
In a week, there's only this one chance of Sabbath.
我们可不可以清早早点起来？
Could we wake up earlier?
来敬拜神。
To worship God.
啊，主耶稣就可以。
Lord Jesus can do this.
啊，那第四节。
Let's read verse 4.
第三节。
Verse 3.
文士法利赛人带着一个行淫的时候，被拿的妇人叫他站在当中。
Then the scribes and Pharisees brought to him a woman caught in adultery, and when they had set her in the midst,
那就对耶稣说了，夫子啊，这个妇人是正行淫的时候被拿的。
They said to him, Teacher, this woman was caught in adultery in the very act.
那摩西的律法上说要怎么办她呢？应该用石头打死的。你说要怎么来办她呢？
Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned, but what do you say?
文士法利赛人就是当时的宗教的带领者。
The scribes and Pharisees were the religious leaders at the time.
他们对圣经都很懂。
They're very well versed with the Bible.
他们很了解摩西律法上面所写的是什么。
And they understood what is written in the Moses in the law.
他们就抓到一个行淫的时候被抓到的妇人。
So they caught this adulterous woman in the act.
然后就把她带到耶稣面前。
And they brought her in front of Jesus.
那他们就是来试探耶稣。
And they did this to test Jesus.
第六节讲得很清楚了，他们说这话乃是试探耶稣，要得到告他的把柄。
Verse 6 says clearly that they said this testing him, that they might have something to which to accuse him.
因为他们很讨厌主耶稣。
Because they hated Jesus.
主耶稣能够行神迹。
Because Jesus performed miracles.
讲到很多人听。
And many heard him speaking.
文士法利赛人心中很嫉妒。
And the Pharisees and the scribes were very jealous.
想办法把主耶稣除掉。
They wanted to get rid of him.
他都平常看主耶稣的行为都很完美。
But Jesus in his daily act is very perfect.
他们要设这个计谋来试探耶稣，希望从他的话可以找到把柄。
So they use this test to find something to accuse him.
因为如果主耶稣说是可以用石头把他打死。
Because if Jesus said yes, you can stone her.
那主耶稣就麻烦了。
And then there will be trouble.
因为犹太人呢，在罗马人的管制之下，没有权柄执行死刑。
Because Jews are under the government of the Roman government, they don't have the power.
所有的死刑都要经过罗马比拉多他去审判，还有才要把裁决的。
All executions must go through Pilate to determine.
如果就是说可以把他打死，那罗马政府呢就会找到麻烦了。
So if Jesus said that yes, you can stone her, then the Roman government will find Jesus.
如果就是说放他走。
But if Jesus said, let her go,
他们就会告耶稣说，你看主耶稣都不守摩西律法。
And they would say to him, see Jesus, you don't even observe the law of Moses.
他都叫人家不守圣经。
Then you are saying you don't have to observe the Bible.
那还听他的吗？
Then should we even listen to him?
所以啊，主耶稣在这个时候被试探。
So at this moment, Jesus was being tested.
希望呢，他别人希望从他的话语来控告他。
And others wanted to accuse him by what he said.
好，那我们来看看为什么这些人会这样讲。
So let us see why these people said this.
你看他们表面讲的话好像没有什么错。
On the surface, it seemed as if there isn't anything wrong with what they said.
他们只是问一个问题而已。
They only said this question.
他们抓到一个人要请教主耶稣怎么做。
They caught this woman and just wanted to ask him what they should do.
但是他们真的是那么好吗？
But are they truly that good?
他们真的不知道怎么做吗？
Do they truly not know what to do?
不是的。
No.
他们的动机不纯。
Their motive is not pure.
他们表面都很好。
On the surface, it is good.
但是动机不好。
But their motive is wrong.
他们问的问题没有错。
The question is not wrong to ask.
怎么做？怎么对付这个妇人啊？
How do you deal with this woman?
但是他们的动机是邪恶的。
But their motive is evil.
所以他们在神的眼前就是邪恶的。
So in front of Jesus, they are evil.
我们要注意啊，虽然你做好，有一些事情表面上是好的。
So we must be careful, even though on the surface we may do good things.
表面上是完美的。
On the surface, it is perfect.
你问的问题是很好的。
And the questions we ask are good.
你做的事情没有人可以跟你指责什么的。
And the actions we perform, nobody can criticize.
但是只要你的动机是不好的。
But if our motive is wrong,
在神面前你就是不好的。
Then in front of God, you are not good.
这个是很重要。
This is important.
比如说有时候我们在查考圣经。
For example, when we are reading the Bible.
你会问问题。
And we would ask questions.
如果是真的你很谦卑的、谦虚的去，我这个不懂，我真的想问。
And you would ask questions if you really didn't understand and you just want to ask.
这个没有什么不好。
Then there isn't a problem with that.
在这里查经的时候，如果有问题一大堆。
But if in a Bible study there are many questions.
为什么？
Why?
你把那个带领者考倒嘛。
You just wanted to
把他考倒，把他 challenge 嘛。
You wanted to challenge the Bible leader.
或是讲道下来了，你问他一堆问题。
Or if a speaker finishes a sermon and you ask him a lot of questions.
圣经里面根本没有讲的。
Things that are not recorded in the Bible.
或是你很想给他问。很想给他问。
Or you just wanted to ask.
问到了他不会回答了。
Until he cannot answer.
你就觉得，你看，你就是不懂了嘛。
Then you can say, see, you didn't understand.
如果你有这种动机。
If you have this motive.
你问问题就是不对，就是邪恶的。
Then your question is evil and out of arrogance.
不是说你不能问问题。
It is not that you cannot ask questions.
问问题是为了什么？
But what is the motive behind you asking this?
真的很谦卑，想要学习呢，还是想要表达自己是什么？
Are you truly humble and wanted to learn, or are you trying to express yourself?
还要想要令人家难堪？
Wanted to let others be put down.
主耶稣都知道你的动机。
The Lord Jesus knows our motive.
比如说我们关心教会。
For example, we care for church.
对教会的一些工作有一些疑问有一些想法、一些意见这是可以的，这是好的。
It is good that we have questions and concerns for the church work.
但是你的动机就真的是爱教会的。
But our motive must be loving the church.
真的是关心教会的。
Must be caring for the church.
这谦卑的态度是谦卑的。
And our attitude must be humble.
但如果你的动机不是真的是爱神。
But if our motive isn't to love God.
而是只是为了反对而反对。
But to go against.
为了要问而问。
To ask because for the sake of asking.
动机神看来就不对了。
Then in front of God, this motive is wrong.
所以神看我们做事情不是看你表面对还是错而已。
So when the Lord Jesus sees us doing work, it is not just on the surface.
他是要看你这个事情的动机单不单纯。
He wants to know if your motive is true.
我们看这个箴言的十六篇。
Let us turn to Proverbs.
箴言的十六篇。
Proverbs chapter 16.
第二节。
Verse 2.
箴言的十六篇的第二节。
Proverbs chapter 16 verse 2。
人一切所行的，在自己眼中看为清洁，唯有耶和华衡量人心。
2. All the ways of a man are pure in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the spirits.
这句话就把刚刚那个道理，把它更深一步的来陈述。
And this is an explanation of the teaching.
人都所行的一切，在自己眼中都是不错的，都是清洁的。
In the man's eyes, all the ways are pure.
这里就是说，就算你自己觉得有一个好的动机
，So even though you think, this is a good motive,
你自己觉得而已哦，不一定是神觉得。
But this is only your thought; it is not what God thinks.
神才是最后那个人来量一下、称一下你的心到底是有多重。
God will be the last one to weigh your heart.
我们可能都说，我很好啊。
We may say to ourselves, we are good.
我是对得起良心啊。
I have good conscience.
我是爱主的,
I love the Lord.
我是爱教会啊,
I love the church.
我为你好啊,
I'm doing this for your good.
没有错, 你的良心可能, 你的动机可能是清洁的,
it's true that your conscience and your motive might be good.
但是也不代表说你是一定是清洁的,
but that doesn't mean you are pure.
只有神用他的话语, 可以量到我们内心最深的部分。
Only through the word of God can he measure the inmost part of our heart.
所以说一看就知道这些文士法利赛人根本动机不纯。
So when Jesus saw these scribes and Pharisees, they know their motive is not true.
好，我们看回来约翰第八章。
Let's turn back to John chapter 8,
第六节,
verse 6.
约翰第八章第六节。
John 8, verse 6.
他们说这话乃试探主耶稣。 要得着他告他的把柄，耶稣却弯着腰，用指头在地上画字。
This they said, testing him, that they might have something of which to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and wrote on the ground with his finger as though he did not hear.
你可以想象啊，当时候一堆文士、法利赛人啊，还有一些看热闹的人啊，还有那个淫妇啊，被抓啊，这个场景啊，人那么多，耶稣就是整个场景的。 注意力的集中的一个中心点。
You can imagine at that time, there are crowds of people, the Pharisees, the scribes, the adulterous women surrounding Jesus, who is the center of tension.
大家呢就围着他,
everyone is surrounding him,
逼他讲话,
forcing him to speak,
逼他表态,
forcing him to make a choice.
哎呀, 怎么样? 要怎么样对待这个妇人? 你们说, 你说, 你怎么说? 该把他怎么样呢?
Saying to him, what should we do? What do you say?
意思就是说要给他打死还是不给他打死?
Meaning, should we kill her or not?
大家都在等主耶稣讲这句话。
And everyone is waiting for him to speak.
是要打还是不要打? 要杀还是不要杀?
Whether to kill her or not.
结果呢, 他们越逼主耶稣呢,耶稣主耶稣不讲话,主耶稣呢不急着回答。
However, the more they forced Jesus to speak, the more Jesus did not speak.
主耶稣呢却弯着腰啊, 我们看主耶稣一个身体的动作啊, 根本不理他们。 然后弯着腰啊，在地上用指头在地上画字。
We can see from Jesus' action that Jesus stooped down, not caring for them.
哇，一堆人在这边看着，主耶稣就头低着就画字。
And he stooped down, wrote on the ground with his fingers.
这个就是主耶稣的智慧。This
is the wisdom of Jesus.
他们急，主耶稣不急。They
were very anxious, but Jesus was not.
你越逼我讲，我越不急着讲。
The more you force me to speak, I will not speak.
啊, 这个就是主耶稣的智慧。
This is the wisdom of Jesus.
有时候啊, 我们没有这种智慧。
Sometimes we don't have this wisdom.
有时候别人讲一两句话, 都把你刺的, 哇, 你什么话都抛出来了。
Sometimes when people just speak a few phrases, then you are cut to the heart.
马上就反击了, 马上就回答了。
And immediately you would retaliate.
别人问你是还不是, 你马上说, 哦, 我不是, 我说我是。
If someone asks you yes or no, you would immediately answer yes.
有一些情况啊, 大是也不是, 大不是也不是。
In some circumstances, there are no yes or no answers.
那主耶稣呢有智慧。
But Jesus had this wisdom.
不急着回答。
He was not quick to reply.
当然主耶稣心里面早就有答案了。
Of course, in his heart, he has his own answer.
因为他是神。
Because he is God.
他早就知道怎么回答, 就是先不给他们。
He originally knows, he already knows how to answer them. But
那我们呢, 没有主耶稣那么厉害。
However, we are not like Jesus.
但是我们要学习主耶稣。
But we need to learn from him.
话也不要讲太快。
So that we should be slow to speak.
回答了也不用急。
And to slow to reply.
不是别人逼你讲, 你就马上要讲。
It is not that people force you to speak, then you answer them.
首先呢, 我们要听清楚问题。
Firstly, we need to listen carefully to the question.
我们看箴言的18章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 18,
13节,
verse 13.
啊, 箴言的18章13节,
Proverbs 18, verse 13.
18章13节,
18, verse 13.
未曾听完先回答的便是他的愚昧和羞辱啊。
He who answers a matter before he hears it, it is folly and shame to him.
啊, 这个智慧人呢, 这是要先听清楚问题啊。
So a man with wisdom has to hear the matter.
这个生活当中呢, 有时候我们啊, 听不清楚, 我们就回答了。
In our life, sometimes we may not hear clearly, and we just reply right away.
有一个姐妹啊,
there was a sister.
她的孩子啊, 有一天呢, 突然间, 她的那个小, 她的小孩子有一天问她一个问题啊。
Her child one day asked her this question.
妈妈妈妈, 我从哪里来的?
Mom, where did I come from?
哇, 妈妈突然间听到这个问题, 很紧张。
When mom heard this, she was very afraid.
我的孩子问, 我从哪里来的?
My children asked me, where did he come from?
我的孩子终于长大了，终于有一天碰到这一天要问这个问题了。
My child has grown up. He has finally asked this question.
学校不晓得有没有教呢？
Has the school taught this?
我怎么回答呢？
How should I answer him?
哇，他就咿咿哇哇，然后开始支支吾吾的，就很紧张。
So she was very nervous, didn't know how to answer him.
她开始跟他解释了。
So she explained.
哎呀，儿子。
Son.
哎呀。你哦是哦、啊、我跟你爸爸认识啊，然后相爱啊，他结婚了、啊、然后呢结婚不久之后呢就把你生出来了。
So, your father and I, we met, we got married, and after a while, you were born.、
啊、他一直在纠结怎么样来用那种很比较委婉的形容词 啊避免那些重点，但是又可以讲事实，讲了一大堆。
She tried to explain it, tried to avoid the topic,But she wanted to convey it.
因为他儿子啊，小小都看不懂妈妈。
Because his son was still very young.
我的同学说他从台北来的。
My classmate said they were from Taipei.
那我们从哪里来的
？So where are we from?
哎呀，他妈妈一听，竟然说，哦，原来你说问从哪个地方来。
So the mother said, oh, so you wanted to know where we came from.
还放松了一点，轻松了。
So she
他妈妈没有听清楚到底儿子在问那个是什么意思。
So the mother didn't understand the question that son asked.
啊，当然这个是比较好笑的一个例子。
Of course, this is a more humorous example.
但是有时候真的我们没有听清楚别人，我们就回答了。
But sometimes we really don't listen to the question before answering.
或是别人的动机你都搞不懂，你就回答了。
Or we didn't understand their motive and we answered.
这个人真的是关心你呢，还是来八卦的？
Does this person really care for you, or is he trying to harm you?
他是要帮助你呢，还是要听了把你的隐私讲出去的？
Is he trying to help you, or is he trying to let out all your privacy?
这个人你信不信得过呢？
Are you able to trust this person?
他问你的意见，你表达了，他会不会把你的话拿去就把它到处讲了？
When he asks for your opinion, is he going to take this and spread it around?
这个都要我们要衡量。
So we need to consider them.
有些公司在社会。
In the company,
跟朋友之间
，between friends,
甚至在教会
，even at church,
我们讲话都要先听清楚。
Before we speak, we need to listen.
不要想回答，急着回答就回答。
And do not be quick to reply.
圣经说啊，我们要怎么样
？In the Bible, it tells us.
我们看雅各书。
Let's turn to James.
雅各书
，Book of James.
第一章
，Chapter 1,
19节
，Verse 19.
雅各书一章十九节。
James chapter 1 verse 19.
我亲爱的弟兄们，这是你们所知道的，但你们个人要快快的听，慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒。
So then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath.
这里说要快快的听啊。
Here tells us to be swift to hear.
就是听的时候你要留意。
Meaning to, when you're hearing, you have to
听清楚啊。
Mindful and listen carefully.
听明白。
To understand.
听进去。
To absorb it.
听到表面也听到里面。
To absorb the surface and the motive.
慢慢的说。
And then just slow to speak.
不用急着回答。
Not quick to speak.
你想不到的，不知道怎么讲了，说我想想看。
If you're not sure how to reply, you can say I don't know how to reply.
有时候不想回答，你就笑一笑。
And if you don't want to reply, you can always smile.
不一定要急着回答的。
You don't have to answer them.
你要看问你问个那些人的动机。
You have to understand the motive behind the one asking.
主耶稣呢，就。弯着腰在地上画字。
So Jesus stooped down and drew on the ground.
我们看回来第八章。
Let's turn back to John chapter 8.
约翰第八章。
John 8.
第七节。
Verse 7.
他们还是不住地问他，耶稣就直起腰来对他们说，你们中间谁是没有罪的，谁就可以先拿石头来打他。
So when they continue asking him, he raised himself up and said to them, He who is without sin among you, let him throw a stone at her first.
主耶稣这里终于讲话了。
Here the Lord spoke.
主耶稣讲什么呢？
What did Jesus say?
主耶稣不是说可以行死刑，还是不可以，或者不需要行死刑。
Jesus didn't say, yes, you can execute her, or no, you can't.
主耶稣直接讲，如果谁没有罪，谁就可以拿第一块石头去丢这个妇人。
However, he said, He who is without sin among you, let him throw a stone at her first.
你看，其实回答问题很有智慧。
You can see Jesus replied this with wisdom.
不是要还不要把这个妇人打死的问题。
It is not yes or no.
是谁配得执行这个死刑的问题。
It is who is worthy to perform this execution.
那些试探耶稣的人呢，就把答案都写好了，是还是不是。
Those that try to test him already told him yes or no question.
主耶稣的思想啊，智慧也更广。
But Jesus' thought and wisdom is even broader.
跳出去这个框框，这个陷阱里面。
He was able to jump out of this box.
那我们来看看了，法利赛人文士他们的重点是什么？
So what is the Pharisees and scribes their emphasis?
他们的重点，他们注意力就是这个妇人犯罪，我们要对付他。
Their emphasis is this adulteress has sinned. We must deal with it.
我们要审判他。
We must judge her.
所以他们的 focus, 他们的注意力都是这个罪人，别人的罪，别人的罪。
So their focus is on other people's sin.
只要我看到这个人犯罪了，我就可以打，我打死他了。
As long as I can see this person's sin, I can judge her.
其实旧约摩西律法就是讲这样。
In the Old Testament, this is what is written in the law of Moses.
按照摩西律法，谁可以第一个石头丢出去呢？
According to the law of Moses, who can throw the first stone?
我们看《生命记》十七章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy.
十七章。
Chapter 17.
第七节。
Verse 7.
生命记十七章第七节。
Deuteronomy chapter 17 verse 7.
生命记十七章第七节。
Deuteronomy 17 verse 7.
见证人要先下手，然后众民也下手，将他致死，这样就把那恶从你们中间除掉。
The hands of the witness shall be the first against him to put him to death, and afterward the hands of all the people. So you shall put away the evil from among you.
按照摩西律法，如果要行死刑啊，要用石头打人的话，谁要先打？
According to the law of Moses, who should be the first one?
啊，见证人要先拿石头。
The hands of the witness shall be the first.
譬如说，我看到他犯奸淫了，我去抓他的。
For example, if I see a person commit adultery and I capture him,
长老审判完了，说好，你是见证人吗？你见到吗？好，那你去丢他，第一个石头你丢出去，然后众人就一人捡一块就丢进去。
And the elders would say, "You are the first one that saw him, so you are the first to stone him." And the congregation would follow afterwards.
最后呢，那个妇人啊，那个罪人就被打死了，一堆石头就盖在他的身上了。
And in the end, the sinner will be covered in stone.
但是谁放第一个石头的呢？
But who will be the first one to throw?
见证人。
The witness.
这是旧约。
And this is the Old Testament.
只要你见证他犯罪。
As long as you witness their sin.
他有罪，你就可以打死他。
And if he has sin, you can put him to death.
旧约就是叫人知道有罪。
The Old Testament is to teach us that there is sin.
旧约呢，是要定罪。
The Old Testament is to convict of sin.
要人家判死刑。
To execute people.
但是新约主耶稣带来的见证的恩典就不一样。
But in the New Testament, Jesus brought grace.
主耶稣不是说那个人可不可以定罪。
Lord Jesus didn't say whether they are sinful.
主耶稣说你们谁没有罪，就第一个拿第一块石头吧。
Lord Jesus said, "Who among you is sinless?"
主耶稣是要挑战他们，让他们想一想这个问题。
Lord Jesus want to challenge them this question.
谁有资格去定人的罪？
Who is worthy to convict someone of sin?
你有资格吗？
Are you worthy?
如果你没有犯过罪，你可以定他的罪。
If you haven't sinned, then can you say he is sinful?
所以主耶稣这句话一抛出来，大家开始想。
So when Jesus asked this, they became to think.
这里说啊，很有趣啊，我们看回来第八章啊。
Let's turn back to chapter 8.
他们就开始散了。
They started to go away.
为什么散呢？从谁开始散呢？
They started to went out one by one.
第九节啊。
Verse
9. 这里说他们听见这句话，就从老到少，一个一个都出去了。
And those who heard it, being convicted by their conscience, went out one by one, beginning from the oldest.
主耶稣这句话很有力量，很刺。
Jesus' word pierced them to the heart.
谁没有罪，谁先拿第一块石头。
Who is without sin among you, let him throw a first stone.
主耶稣不是说谁可以，那个妇人有没有罪啊。
Lord Jesus didn't say the adulteress has no sin.
所以就说你有罪吗？
The Lord Jesus asked them, do you have sin?
如果你没罪，你才可以。
If you don't have sin, then you can throw.
所以说直接就要他们想一想，到底你自己配不配定人家的罪。
So the Lord Jesus wanted them to think, are you worthy to convict others of sin?
哇，这句话一出来啊，从老了开始走。
Once he spoke of this, beginning from the oldest, they begin to leave.
我们可以想象一下当天有多热闹啊。
We can imagine how chaotic that must be.
我们人有一种特性啊，看到别人被整了，看到别人被审了，特别有兴趣去凑热闹。
We have this human nature that when we see other people making
或者看到别人有 trouble 啊，很喜欢。你看高速公路啊，有些时候对面的车的车祸啊，这边的车突然就要停塞车了，为什么？大家都停下来看一看，哇，到底隔壁是怎样了？
For example, in a highway, when you see the other lane, there's a traffic, your lane will slow down to look at what happened.
看到别人有 trouble 啊，都特别喜欢看。
We were very interested in other people's trouble.
看到这个女人被抓了，哎，有戏看了。等一下要丢石头，肯定要捡一个。
So there must be a lot of people gathered around to see this event happening.
结果主耶稣这句话一出来，从老的开始走。
And when Jesus spoke this word, starting from the old, they began to
为什么从老的开始走呢？
Why is it from the oldest?
因为老人家啊，活得比较久啊。
Because the oldest lived longer.
他想一想，哇，我活了那么久，其实过去也犯了很多罪。
And since they lived so long, they must have performed many sins.
我可能啊是没有被人抓到而已。
It is only that I haven't been caught.
我可能啊也是思想上有罪，只是不敢做出来而已。
In my thought, I might have sinned.
从老了开始一个这个走到少年，走到年轻，走到孩子。
Then beginning from the oldest to the youngest.
孩子看到说，哎，大人都走了，没有的晚了，没戏唱了。
The children The children would think, oh, there's nothing happening anymore, so let's just go.
突然间的主耶稣把大家的罪那种良心呢，都唤醒，这种羞耻感，那种罪恶感都唤出来了。
At the moment, Lord Jesus Christ, reveal their conscience to themselves.
这个就是主耶稣话语的锐利跟有功效。
And this is the power and the sharpness of Lord Jesus' word.
主耶稣也曾经讲过。
Lord Jesus once said,
我们常常看到别人的眼中有刺。
We often see the speckle of dust in other people's eyes.
你很不好。
And we say that you are not good.
我配偶很不好。
My spouse is not good.
弟兄姐妹很不好。
Brothers and sisters are not good.
外面的人也不好。
Other people in the outside are not good.
但是我们忘记自己眼中有一根很大的梁木。
But we cannot see this large plank in our eyes.
我们常常忘记自己其实更不好。
We forget that we ourselves are even worse.
我们常常都会去定别人的罪。
We may convict others of sin.
尤其是道理懂越多的人呢。
Especially those who know the word better.
信主越久的人。
Those who believe longer,
有时候啊，越容易变成假冒伪善。
We are easier to become hypocrites.
因为他道理很多。
Because we know more.
自己做不到。
But we cannot do them.
但是呢，他很喜欢定别人的罪。
But they like to convict others of sin.
你看别人都怎样。
They like to judge people.
其实自己也是一样。
But they themselves are the same.
所以主耶稣把这个人的罪性，每一个人都有罪的这个问题点出来了。
So Lord Jesus pointed out the sinful nature of man.
谁都不配定谁的罪。
That nobody is worthy to convict others of sin.
所以大家都走了。
So everyone left.
剩两个人在这边。
And there are left only two people.
只有那个妇人在这边。
The adulterous woman.
还有耶稣在这边。
And Jesus.
这个场景要改变了，本来很热闹了，现在又变得很安静了。
The situation now changed. Now it was originally very chaotic. Now it's very calm.
你可以想象那个妇人的心情现在是怎么样的。
We can think how the woman must have felt right now.
一定是很担心。
She must have been worried.
也很不安。
And been not
anxious.
Anxious.
也很羞耻。
And very shameful.
也很害怕。
And also afraid.
到底接下来这个眼前这个耶稣要怎么样处理我？
How would Jesus in front of me deal with me?
我们看第十节。
Let's look at verse 10.
耶稣就直起腰来对他说：“妇人，那些人在哪里呢？”没有人定你的罪吗？
Then Jesus raised himself up and saw no one but the woman, and he said to her, Woman, where are those accusers of yours? Has no one condemned you?
主耶稣就是问他了，他们去哪了？
Lord Jesus asked her, Where did they go?
主耶稣讲完话之后，一直在地上画字嘛，画了很久了，哎，起来一看，大家都不见了。
Because Lord Jesus was on the ground drawing, and now when he stood up, nobody is around.
有人很有兴趣在研究啊，到底主耶稣弯腰在地上画什么字？
And some people were very interested in what Jesus wrote on the ground.
但是圣经没有讲，我们也不知道。
The Bible didn't say, so we don't know.
有人就猜想了，主耶稣会不会在地上画十条诫命啊？
Some people guess that he must have wrote the Ten Commandments on the ground.
人到底，你们这些人在一边在定人在说自己犯了几条？
He wrote down these for the people to see which ones they have committed.
这个没有人知道主耶稣地上画什么。
However, nobody knows what Jesus wrote on the ground.
主耶稣起来就问了，没有人了吗？
So Jesus stood up and asked,
没人定你的罪吗?
Are those accusers of yours gone?
第十一节,
Verse 11.
这个妇人在这个故事里面唯一的一句话,
the only word spoken by the adulterous woman.
你可以想象她的语气是怎么样的?
You can imagine her.
一定是很害怕、很羞耻、很不安。
You can imagine how her spoke, how she spoke these.
也可能是有一种很惶恐那种感觉。
Perhaps very anxious or worried.
她说：“主啊，没有。”
She said, "No one, Lord."
她也不敢多讲什么。
And she is afraid of speaking more.
她只是两句话：“主啊，没有。”
She only said, "No one, Lord."
主耶稣就接着说了。
And then Jesus said to her,
我也不定你的罪。
Neither do I condemn you.
主耶稣这里讲得很清楚, 我也不定你的罪。
Jesus said very clearly, neither do I condemn you.
这句话呢是现在式。
This is a present tense.
就是说我现在不定你的罪。
Meaning that right now, I do not condemn your sin.
为什么现在不定你的罪呢?
Why not?
因为主耶稣来世上的时候, 他的工作不是定人的罪。
Because Lord Jesus' work on the earth is not to condemn people of sin. His work is to preach,
救灵魂,
to save souls,
带恩典,
to bring the gospel,
把恩典跟真理传给世人,
to preach the gospel and grace to the world.
主耶稣在那时那一刻不是做定罪的工作,
so at that moment, his job is not to condemn people of sin,
乃是要救人的,
but to save.
所以在当下, 主耶稣说, 我现在不定你的罪。
So at that moment, he said, I do not condemn you.
但是这不代表说我以后不定你的罪。
But that doesn't mean I will not condemn you in the future.
只是现在而已,
just that right now.
那以后会不会定你的罪呢?
So in the future, will I?
最后一句话就很重要了。
The last phrase is very important.
去吧, 从此不要再犯罪了。
Go and sin no more.
这个就是主耶稣给他一个机会。This
is an opportunity given to him.
没有人定你的罪。
Since no one condemned you.
连我现在都不定你的罪。
And I will also not condemn you.
从此不要再犯罪。
Then go and sin no more.
主耶稣带来的就是恩典。
Lord Jesus brought grace.
恩典的第一步就是赦罪。
And the first step of grace is to wash away sins.
不定罪。
To not condemn people.
给他一条出路。
To give her a way out.
其实我们人呢，都很希望别人给我们一次机会。
As men, we like people to give us chances.
我们都有做错事的时候。
We always have made mistakes.
有一些错误呢是比较大。
And some mistakes are big.
有一些错误是比较小。
Some are small mistakes.
无论如何呢，我们可能都为我们的错误已经付上了一些代价了。
We may have paid the price for our mistakes.
我们都不希望这个罪一直跟着我们。
And we do not want the sin to follow us.
所以只要我们向主求。
So as long as we ask the Lord,
主就不定我们的罪。
And the Lord will not condemn us.
会赦免我们。
And He will forgive us.
但是问题是，你不能一直在活在罪中。
However, we should not live in sin.
一边求主赦免。
On one hand, we ask God for His forgiveness.
一边要回去做之前所做的事。
And on the other hand, we still do the same thing.
这个是没有用的。
Then this will not have effect.
我们要做光明之子。
We must be the son of light.
要有一种决心。
We need to have this determination.
主已经给我机会了。
That since God gave me this chance.
透过洗礼，给我新的机会了。
Through baptism, He gave us His chance.
透过真理，把我洗干净了。
Through the truth, He has cleansed us.
哦，不可以像以前一样。
Then we shouldn't be like what we were like before.
要拿出决心来。
And we need to bring out our determination.
不要再去犯罪。
To not sin anymore.
走在光明当中。
To live in light.
神的恩典才会来。
Then God's grace can come.
所以主耶稣告诉他。
So Lord Jesus told her,
去吧。
Go.
从此不要再犯罪了。
And sin no more.
主耶稣今天也告诉我们。
Lord Jesus has also told us, tell us today.
去吧。
To go.
要改变你的生活习惯,
to change your living habits.
改变你的观念,
to change your thoughts.
你可能没有在犯大罪,
you may not be committing big sins.
但是可能在生活当中有些亏欠,
but in your lives, you may have little sins.
求主出来接近我们,
we ask the Lord to cleanse us.
啊, 我们来唱诗,
let's sing him.
332首,
332.
The love of God is is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell.